Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
All right. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this edition of the Todd Starnes radio program. Today is a dark day in American history. And we're going to get through the next 3 hours together. We are expecting President Trump to be arraigned at any minute. So we will bring that to you when that happens. There's really not going to be a lot. We understand the judge is not going to allow cameras in the courtroom. The president will not be handcuffed. He will not be fingerprinted. There will not be a mugshot taken. He will not have to sit in a jail cell. But this is going to happen very quickly. There are large crowds gathered outside the courthouse in New York City. And I can tell you that by and large, the crowd is mostly made up of media, and it looks to be Antifa or members of the FBI disguised as Trump supporters. But I'm telling you, based upon the videos I've seen, there's no way some of these people are, in fact, Trump supporters. That is just impossible. As a matter of fact, you know, the media is talking about, oh, we're in danger. Well, we've got video up on our website, toddstearns.com, of a member of the media threatening to kill a Trump supporter. So you can see that for yourself at toddstearns.com. But that's not why this is a dark day in America. This is a dark day in America because we are taking a terrible turn in this nation, a turn down a path that will lead us to devastation, to socialism and communism, a nation where political enemies are jailed, where political opponents are silenced, where free speech is squelched. That's where all of this is going. And I know there are some people that are so infected with Trump derangement syndrome, they can't understand what's really going on here today. This is not about Donald Trump. This is about the weaponization of our federal government, the weaponization of the judicial system. As Nancy Pelosi said, and it was not a mistake. As a matter of fact, Nancy Pelosi has yet to correct her remarks. Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats believe guilty until proven innocent, which is the antithesis of our nation's judicial system. So today is a dark day. And I know we joke around about Trump having the mugshot taken and having the pictures put on the T-shirts and making a boatload of money. And no doubt about it, I think the president's already raised $7 million in campaign donations as a result of all of this. But this is no laughing matter. The idea that in this country you can have a rogue George Soros-funded district attorney, and believe me, Alvin Bragg is knee-deep in George Soros cash. And so you can have a guy like this stand up and say, you know what, I promise you I'm going to take out Donald Trump. Now, you have to go back in time, and I'm going to continue to remind you of this because, look, people are busy, short-term memory loss, so you need to understand what's really going on here. The previous district attorney in New York City decided early on there was no case here. There was no story. Stormy Daniels has denied that Donald Trump ever gave her any hush money. Michael Cohen denied on record that he ever gave hush money or that Donald Trump knew about it, period. But even if he had, there's nothing wrong with that. That is perfectly a legal thing to do. As a matter of fact, William Jefferson Clinton, who committed great atrocities and sexual crimes in the Oral Office at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, gave hush money to the tune of over $800,000. He never saw a day in jail. As a matter of fact, Bill Clinton lied, lost his law license. He never went to jail. But here we are, Donald Trump Jr., or Donald Trump, And Stormy Daniels and Michael Cohen all agree nothing ever happened. No money ever exchanged hands. Everybody agreed to that. And so the district attorney said, you know what, we don't have a case here. The Justice Department stepped in and said, you know what, we don't got a case here. We got no evidence. We got no crime. We got nothing. We're going to give this a pass. Now, of course, all of this falls under the Federal Elections Commission, so the FEC got involved, and they looked at the evidence, and they said there's nothing here. So they took a pass. Even Alvin Bragg, when he first got elected, he took a pass on this case. It wasn't until outrage from the left compelled him to hire an investigator who used to work with Joe Biden that all of a sudden they came up with this allegation of 34 felony charges. And that's the information coming out from Yahoo. By the way, do you realize, ladies and gentlemen, it is a crime to leak grand jury information? Do you realize that? So my question is, who in Alvin Bragg's office leaked that information to the mainstream media? Who did that? Are they going to be arrested? Are they going to be charged? Are they going to be facing jail time? I don't think so. Again, it's one set of rules for the Democrats and the ruling class, another set of rules for the rest of us. That's what's going on here. It is a dark day in American history. And I really do fear for where this country is going. But I will say this, and I do not say this lightly. What goes around comes around. And the Republicans have a responsibility, if not just a one-off, they've got a responsibility to go after Joe Biden and Hunter Biden and do the exact same thing. So we need to find a good, solid, rock-solid Republican district attorney who is willing to do what Alvin Bragg just did. I'm just calling it a one-off. Give the Democrats a taste of their medicine. Let them know what it feels like to be hunted like prey, because that's what they've done to Donald Trump. That's what they've done to his family. That's what they did to his wife. That's what they did to his teenage son, sending those FBI goons to Mar-a-Lago to rummage through that kid's bedroom, sending those perverted FBI goons into Melania Trump's bedroom so they can try on her high heels and her skirts and her lady unmentionables. That's what we're talking about here, ladies and gentlemen. It is a dark day in American history. You want to know why they're going after Donald Trump? They're going after Donald Trump for a couple of reasons. Number one, and I'm going to talk about two of them here. Number one, they're going after Donald Trump because he was very effective at dismantling the deep state. A lot of people laughed, chuckled, guffawed even, when Trump said there was a deep state. But it turns out there really is a deep state. And Trump was in the process of dismantling that. He was in the process of exposing that. The FBI weaponized to take out political enemies. Hillary Clinton working in cahoots with the FBI to take out Donald Trump. And he had the goods on everybody. And that's why they wanted to get rid of him. That's why they didn't want him back in the Oval Office. That's the reason why. But more importantly than all of that, they're doing this to come after you and me. Do not forget that. They want you, and by they I mean the deep state, and by the deep state I mean the Democrats. They want you conservatives to live in fear. They want you conservatives to think that every time you open your mouth, every time you say something that might be offensive, every time you write something on Twitter or Facebook or the Instagram, any time you'd write something that might offend the left, they want you to think in the dark recesses of your mind that there's going to be a knock on the door and the FBI's going to be there to take you in. That's what they want you to think. They want to terrify you into silence. This is what intimidation looks like. It's an ugly thing. But this is a dark day in American history. And I salute all the brave patriots that are there in New York City, and I hope everybody pays attention to what we've been saying here and protest peacefully, because we know the left will not do that. And we know that because they've burned down city after city after city, and not a single person has been charged with a crime. Do you realize that? They nearly burned down Minneapolis and Baltimore, and not a single person was charged with a crime. And yet they're going after Donald Trump on trumped-up charges, made-up charges. That's what's going on here. We're going to take a break. Do you stand with President Trump? Do you agree this is a dark day in American history? We've got a lot of folks coming on the program today. Don Trump Jr. is going to be here in just a little while. Congressman Andy Biggs is going to drop by. Liz Harrington, the president's spokesperson. Our good friend Robin Poffman, our national correspondent, giving us an outline of what's happening in reaction all over America. But we want to hear from you on this program. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. You know, people say, Tom, what about this gag order? Well, first of all, I don't think that's going to happen. I really don't. But if it does, President Trump ought to tell that judge where to shove that gag order. We'll be right back, America. Legacy Precious Metals has a revolutionary new online platform that allows you to invest in real gold and silver online. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and in just a few easy steps, you can open an account online, select your metals of choice, and choose to have them stored in a vault or shipped to your door. You'll have access to a dashboard where you can track your portfolio growth in real time, anytime. And you'll see transparent pricing on every coin and bar. This puts you in complete control of your money. The platform is free to sign up for. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com and open your account and see this new investing platform for yourself. Gold hedges against inflation and against a volatile stock market. A true diversified portfolio isn't just more stocks and bonds, but different asset classes. And this new platform allows you to make investments in gold and silver, no matter how small or large, with a few clicks. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com to get started. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com or call 866-649-0304. That number again, 866-649-0304, and start investing today.
Joining me now to talk about all of this is CNN Chief Law Enforcement and Intelligence Analyst John Miller and former federal prosecutor and senior legal analyst Ellie Honig. Are you guys sick of talking about this already?
No.
I mean, this is unprecedented.
This is the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, it's so exciting. Oh, he's going to get indicted. He's going to go to jail. Oh, it's like a Trumpgasm on every single cable news channel, ladies and gentlemen. And this was CNN, the most profane name in news, by the way. And you know what? These people are out there celebrating like it's some sort of they're calling it the Super Bowl. I've never seen them. You know, I guarantee you right now that all those guys who are up on CNN, they're getting calls from their wives right now.
Honey, how come you're never that happy with me? You're never that excited with me, honey.
That's because they're experiencing a Trumpgasm. That's the reason why. You see, the mainstream media, they want this to happen. They want to see President Trump given. They would like to see him literally dragged out of jail in orange prison garb, shackled, and executed right there on the streets of New York City. That's how much they hate this guy, folks. Do not listen to me. This is no joke. These people are evil. We had Laura Trump on the program yesterday talking about demons and the spiritual warfare here. Yeah, this is spiritual warfare. These people, the mainstream media, these Democrats, they are infected with these demons. And they're evil, just pure evil. And they would like to see this president assassinated. That's how evil these people are. It's despicable. And you can see the glee on their faces right now. Folks, again, dark day in American history. All right, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. Let's start in Maryland. Victor, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm sitting out here on the front porch. It's a lovely day. And I'm just listening to the talk, you know, as the passers-by and the neighbors are talking. One of the neighbors is going to throw a party tonight to celebrate. So they're having a Trumpism or asm or whatever you want to call it. But I'm telling you, I have to keep quiet because what happened to this 80-year-old woman about a couple of months ago, she put up a Trump sign and an American flag. vandals came and destroyed her house, broke every one of her windows, wrecked her siding, broke her doors. I don't know how much damage was done to the house, but it was quite a bit, all because some got really ticked off about her little Trump sign and her little American flag. She's 80 years old, and they did this to her.
80 years old, and you're telling me that she was the victim of these Trump-hating vandals, these godless goons?
Yes, absolutely.
You see, Victor,
and I've been ostracized by a couple of neighbors because they hear me with my radio listening to you, for example.
You know what, Victor? Crank it up. I want the neighbors.
Oh, I am cranking it up.
Good.
Don't worry about that.
You lousy neighbors. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Victor, I'm telling you, we cannot be silent here, and we're not going to be bullied. We're not going to be intimidated. And I feel horrible for this neighbor of yours. I can tell you that down south, most of the 80-year-olds are armed to the teeth, and they wouldn't put up with that crap. Somebody breaks a window, they better be running very fast down the road.
Well, unfortunately, this is the People's Republic of Maryland.
My goodness. Victor, well, look, you hang in there, watch your back, and look, it goes to the heart of who these people are. These are evil people. And this is what they wanted. And this is probably not going to be the last time that Donald Trump is indicted. But I don't think it's going to impact his presidential aspirations one iota. Victor, God bless you. Thanks for the call. Let's go to North Carolina. Joyce on the line. Joyce, what say you?
Hey there, Todd. Long time no hear.
It has been. Joyce, what do you say about President Trump? Does he have your support?
Yes, he does, and I'm very mad for what they're doing to him because they have picked on him since day one. Since day one, and I feel so sorry for Donald. I prayed for him, been praying every day for him. Even when he was president, he's still my president, Todd.
Well, Joyce, I know a lot of people feel just like you do, and I can't tell you how many messages I've gotten from people saying, you know what, this really doesn't matter to me. This is this indictment, this arraignment, it's not impacting my vote one way or the other. Donald Trump is still the man. Now, Joyce, it's always good hearing from you, and I know the president really appreciates your great prayers, and thank you for listening to the program there in North Carolina, 844-747-8868. I'm looking at some of the protest video, ladies and gentlemen, and it's really disturbing. There is a Turning Point USA reporter, and she's interviewing this black chick, and she's dressed in white. So she's actually a black wearing white face. And I can't tell if she has coverings or if she just dipped herself in white body paint. It's kind of like a National Geographic special going on down there. And we cannot even air the audio because it is so profane and vile, the language coming out of this woman's mouth. But I do wonder, at the very least, is this not cultural appropriation when a black person is dressed in white? Like, literally, they painted their skin white. She's in whiteface. Isn't that racist? I mean, right? I don't know. But this is what's going on. Thoughts and prayers for the reporters that have to cover this nonsense. And I hope they brought some wet wipes. It's getting ugly down there. Very ugly. Marjorie Taylor Greene, by the way, boots on the ground. And we're going to play some audio from her a little bit later on. But the mayor of New York City is threatening to throw MTG in jail. Now, I would believe that. These are very vile people. Again, they allow the criminals to run rampant, but meanwhile, you've got all of these law-abiding citizens that are being thrown in jail. So here's the latest. We're waiting for President Trump to leave Trump Tower, heading down to the courthouse in Lower Manhattan. We're going to be following all of this live. We'll keep you updated. Again, don't expect a lot of audio. Don't expect a lot of information. Because there will not be cameras in the courtroom. But coming up next, we are expecting Don Trump Jr. to join us. Congressman Andy Biggs is going to drop by. Liz Harrington, the president's spokesperson, is here as well, along with our good friend, journalist Robin Poffman. 844-747-8868. Do you stand with President Trump, ladies and gentlemen? What do you want to tell the president today? Give us a call. This is the Todd Stern Show. Just when you thought it could not get any better, Mike Lindell with MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. When Mike invented MyPillow, it had everything you could ever want in a pillow. Now, nearly 20 years later, he discovered a new technology that makes it even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with a brand new fabric that's made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. And for my listeners, an exclusive. The MyPillow 2.0 is buy one, get one free with the promo code STARNS. MyPillow 2.0 temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes for the buy one, get one free offer and enter the promo code STARNES. All right, folks, around 2:15 Eastern is when we're expecting President Trump to be arraigned. What a kangaroo court. You know, folks, again, a dark day in American history. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. I want to go right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Great to have with us Don Trump Jr. Don, good to have you back on the program today.
Good to be with you, Todd. How are you?
You know, I'm angry, and I have to imagine you're beyond angry by what they're doing to your dad, what they've been doing to the Trump family for years now, Don. It's just appalling.
Yeah, you know, I'm angry. I'm also sad for our country. I think, you know, the last 6 or 7 years has exposed so much, you know, opened so many eyes to just how far we've fallen. But something like this is pretty insane. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that if it was going on in third world countries, even the Rhino Republicans would be pushing for regime change. And yet it's happening right here in the United States. And again, I hope we can learn from it because I feel like we're, you know, at that point about to cross the Rubicon, if we haven't crossed it already, devolving into tyranny. I mean, this is just the first step in a very, very slippery slope. And what we're witnessing is just disgusting. But again, hopefully it has the positive effect of finally waking people up to exactly what's going on in our country, especially with the radical left.
Don, I'm curious to know how your dad's doing. I just don't see how anybody can go through what he has been through, and yet it seems like every day he gets up, he's got a smile on his face, he's fighting for this country.
Yeah, you know, I think we've all, him more so than anyone, probably had a little bit of that sort of emotional quotient beaten out of us, right? So I called him this morning, he's kind of cheery and, hey, I got to deal with the nonsense, but sort of end up having a conversation about just random stuff. And so, you know, he's used to it. And maybe he's used to it because they've been trying to do this now for 7 years to him. You had the Russia, 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 followed by two impeachments. You have countless lawsuits. You know, the people who'd been trying to put him in jail prior, they chose not to even go after this case. But, you know, a very heavily funded, you know, George Soros puppet, well, you know, he's going to do what he's told. He's going to do, you know, what he's on the payroll to do. And that's part of this. And so I think they should only solidify sort of America's backing of this. You want someone in there who isn't tied to these systems. And I think that's, frankly, on both sides. We've seen sort of the establishment reaction to all of this over the last few weeks, the establishment reaction to, you know, being on the brink of nuclear war with Russia in Ukraine and all of the insanity. And you're saying, this is why we brought Trump in to begin with, and they want to go right back to being, you know, forever war Bushes. Truly scary stuff in the big picture. But again, I hope it's extreme enough that it wakes up those who are either agnostic to politics, Todd, or maybe they're just busy on, you know, busy trying to feed their families in the Joe Biden economy. I get that. No. I think we do have to all wake up, though, and understand exactly what's going on if we're ever going to do anything about it.
And, you know, this goes all the way back to the Obama administration when the government was first truly weaponized, sending the IRS after the Tea Party groups and the conservative Christians and pro-lifers. And in over the past couple of years, Biden has sent the FBI agents after parents complaining at school board meetings, law-abiding gun owners, pro-lifers, their doors knocked down in the middle of the night. And now this, I think the message, and President Trump has been pretty adamant about this, it's really not about him. It's about the rest of us.
100%. You know, Todd, you know, Trump had it pretty good. And if he got out of politics and didn't continue fighting, this stuff would all magically disappear. We all know that to be the case. But as long as he's going to be opposition to the radical left and the insanity that they're pushing on us every day, the insanity they're trying to jam down our kids' throats at school. You see the reaction from the White House to the shooting this past weekend of, you know, some Christian children by a lunatic trans activist who's been jacked up on testosterone and meds for the last few years. And it's really the trans community that's at risk here. They're the ones that should really be afraid, because they're going through a literal genocide, Todd. It's a literal genocide. These people are out of their minds, Todd. It's insane. And yet, that's their talking point. Not, hey, we got to pray for these children. They talk about guns. They ignore the mental decline of the people in that community. They ignore the devolving and aggressive sentiment of the radicals within the trans community who seem to be above the law and have the full force and weight of mainstream media, big tech, big corporations backing their every ever-changing whim. That's what we're up against. We're in a battle for the soul of our country, and right now we're not winning. The big thing is, like, this has to be a wake-up call to Americans at just how far they will go, just how much, just what they're willing to bastardize to get there. You know, I don't see the people on CNN who spent 7 years screaming about democracy, 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 it's a threat to democracy. You know, they're saying, this is the Super Bowl. They're overjoyed. They're saying the quiet parts out loud. They can't even contain themselves. It's third world banana republic stuff.
And you know, the Democrats, they play this long game, and that's how we've been looking at things on this radio program. What's the ultimate result here? And I'm wondering, you know, if you've had a chance to sit and analyze all this, why do you think it is that your dad is being targeted here?
Because he's the only one with the guts to actually do something about it. You know, I think there's an advantage to, like, a lame duck Trump presidency. He's got 4 years. No, he doesn't have to worry about being elected, doesn't have to raise money from the billionaire class, doesn't have to appease anyone. He can go in and burn it down to the bones, and we can start from scratch with people who actually love our country, not the bureaucrats who wouldn't be successful literally in any other capacity other than being bureaucrats, who are making decisions that our children and grandchildren will be beholden to, so they can get, you know, a board seat on some woke corporation when they come out of government. What's gone on in those places is disgusting. It has nothing to do with the well-being of the American economy, the well-being of Americans in general, and frankly seems to be a total destructive force to any of those things. So I think you re-elect Trump, you let him go and just, you know, go Schedule F, eliminate all the bureaucrats, cut them out, don't care about anything, and do that. We've seen other people that, you know, frankly, you know, I had probably had some pretty high hopes for the future in the Republican Party. In the last few weeks, you know, they flip-flop on Ukraine because, you know, they tried taking the Trump approach because that's where the people actually are, but the donors have a problem with that. So, you know, then they flip-flop on that. You see them, oh, well, you know, an indictment of Trump, that's just, you know, that's not really newsworthy, because, you know, the government using the full force and strength to go after its political enemies isn't really a big deal, folks. I mean, what could possibly go wrong? That person is either a moron, beholden to their donors or the Paul Ryan sort of establishment class, Karl Rove, like we need more Bush dynasties, or incapable of understanding the moment. And if you're any one of those things, frankly, that probably precludes you from it. So it's a shame. I wish we had more of a base, but I think getting Donald Trump in there to do what he does best would be the right thing.
I'm with you on this, Don, and I appreciate that during those 4 years, he was able to raise up some Republicans who are of that America First mindset, you know, that fight, fight, fight mindset, and stand for your values, stand for what you believe in, stand for what you campaign on. And really, I wouldn't say unfortunately, but fortunately, I think, as a result of all of this, we're starting to see these other Republicans for who they really are. You know, they may look like they're one thing, but at the end of the day, they're going to cave into the donor class. And I think maybe we're going to be better off as a party down the road knowing what we know now.
Oh, listen, I think, you know, the greatest thing in the world was watching corporate America go away from the Republican Party because they were pro-America and America first. Like, good, don't take their money anymore. Then you don't owe them any favors. And that's the problem. You have all these people in politics, you know, they've never made, a real living. They've never signed the front of a paycheck, only the back, and they're beholden to those donors. They need their money. That's their existence. That's what propels them to the next spot. That's what allows them to do this. You know, they're totally beholden to the money, and we need people who aren't. And a big part of the Democrats' tactic is to prevent someone else, like a Donald Trump, whoever that may be, who's been successful in the real world, who understands how to actually negotiate, who has common sense and can get it done. Don't forget, Trump's accomplishments are so much better when you actually look at it under the lens of what was really going on, which was the uni party, both sides going against him and trying to prevent him from doing what was right for America. You saw that with Paul Ryan trying to prevent the wall and not going far on these things. You saw that with John McCain shooting down the takedown of Obamacare. Look, well, you had that all work out. You know, there's no consequence for being a D.C. bureaucrat and being wrong. You just, you know, you sit it out one cycle, you work as a consultant, you get paid a lot of money to be a lobbyist, and you go back to then running again. It's just different.
You're right. Don, we're going to have to leave it there. All the best to you and the family. We are huge supporters of what the president has done for this country, what he's going to do, and we're ready to get it going.
Thank you very much, Todd. I appreciate that.
All right. Don Trump Jr., ladies and gentlemen, good American patriot, great American patriot, and they're fighting the good fight every single day for us. And I think we have an obligation to stand up alongside them and fight as well. Got to do it. We've got a country to save. And I'm with Don Jr. I don't see anybody else out there who can do what Trump is doing. Do you? All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to go to the phone lines when we come back. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. You heard President Trump talking about this. Alan Dershowitz, the great legal professor, telling Newsmax the other day, America is now a banana republic. I mean, here we have President Trump indicted. Never happened before. Now, Newsmax's Rob Schmidt all this week is exposing these political attacks on Trump and America's laws. Tonight, Rob is taking a look at the secret players, including George Soros, and he's been targeting Trump from day one. Meanwhile, we've got some new documents we're going to be sharing with you proving the Biden family actually got cold, hard cash from China. But the big media is ignoring the scandal. So watch Rob tonight, 7 o'clock Eastern on Newsmax. You can get it on all major cable systems, back on DirecTV and UVerse. Of course, you can also download the free Newsmax app on your iPhone or Android and start watching anytime, just like I do. Again, that's Rob Schmidt tonight on Newsmax. All right, if you missed that interview with Don Trump Jr., you can go to our website, download our free podcast. And if you subscribe, no charge at all. And you say, well, Todd, why aren't you charging? Because just about every other conservative talk radio host charges for something. So we want to be the one talk radio host in America that doesn't charge you for anything. All right. So go over to the website, toddstearns.com. You can download the podcast and check out all of our past shows as well. So if you miss an interview, you can go back and listen. There you go. All right, let's get to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Let's start in North Carolina. Aaron on the line wants to weigh in on President Trump. Hey, Aaron, what you got for us?
Hey, Todd, how you doing today?
Good, thank you for asking.
Absolutely. Now, I love listening to your show. I think you're great at what you do. But I'm going to have to go against the grain here today and say I think it's a great day for the rule of law in this country, and I think it'll also be a great day if Joe Biden has done something wrong and he also gets indicted. So,
well, the question is, what is the rule of law? We really don't know anything about the indictment except that somebody from the DA's office leaked that it was 34 felony charges. And Aaron, I find that to be dubious because you've had the Justice Department, the FBI, the Federal Elections Commission, the previous district attorney, and the current district attorney all say there was no evidence there, and they only found evidence after they hired these Biden staffers to go and become the investigators to the district attorney's office. Don't you find that weird?
Not really, because, you know, as a legal mind myself, having graduated from law school, I know the wheels of justice turn very, very slow in this country. So that doesn't bother me whatsoever. And if Mr. Trump's done nothing wrong, then he should have nothing to worry about, right? He should be able to beat this case pretty easily.
So, Aaron, I can just go, and again, you know, if you know how the justice system works, well, you know, Aaron, somebody could make a charge against you, take it to the district attorney's office and indict you, even though you did nothing wrong, just for the hell of it.
Yeah, but I'd be comfortable with that if I did nothing wrong.
You'd be comfortable with that? I sure wouldn't be. I can tell you that much. I'd be yelling at the top of my lungs I didn't do anything.
Well, I mean, I guess that's just a difference of opinion there when it comes to legal decorum and how to act in a court proceeding.
What do you think about Bill Clinton? Should he have been charged for the hush money, over $800,000 in hush money that he gave out?
I mean, if he did something wrong, of course he should be charged. I'm an independent. You know, I take both sides of task.
So you don't have a problem with the way Trump's been treated here?
No, I don't have any problem with it at all. I think he brings a lot of it on himself. I don't like the direction he took the country in when he was president. My grandfather fought in World War II, had his ankles frozen in a foxhole in Belgium. We do not want to see fascism come to this country.
How is Donald Trump a fascist?
What's going on around the country now, Todd? They're banning books. They're canceling people.
What do you mean? What books have been banned?
You haven't seen these school boards with Moms for Liberty all across the country?
Yeah, that's right. Those books are pornographic books, and they're not being banned. They're just being limited. If you're under the law, you can't give a kid pornography, Aaron. That's against the law. You know that because you went to law school.
No one's suggesting you give children pornography. Why weren't these book bans brought up when you or I were in school, Todd?
Because they weren't shoving pornography down the throats of us kids. I mean, I don't know how old you are, but I can tell you that kind of stuff was not in our school library.
Well, I'll be 42 on Easter Sunday, my friend.
Being banned. This is age-appropriate material.
You're making a presumption that every one of these kids is going to that library and reading actual hardcover books, which I don't think is happening in this day and age.
It doesn't matter. Why were they there in the first place? And when you've got them set up in a display in the front of the library saying, hey, kids, read this, check out this shiny new object, yeah, that tells me somebody's trying to shove an agenda down the throats of the children.
Well, see, you're making a presumption that these kids don't have a brain of their own and can't think on their own. I've read plenty of things.
They're not. They can't think on their own. They're kids. Their brains aren't fully formed until they're 25 years old. They're kids. So you think, wait, Aaron, do you really think that kids ought to be exposed to pornography?
I'm not suggesting they get exposed to pornography. I don't appreciate you putting those words in my mouth.
I'm not putting any words in your mouth. I'm asking a question. Do you really? Because that's why it's there. They want the kids to be exposed to that.
Where are you getting this from, though? I've never seen anything like this, anyone remotely suggesting that. I've got a sister-in-law that teaches in the public schools in the state of Indiana, which is an extremely red state. Never had any of these issues before, so I'm not sure.
Could be because it's a red state.
That people are pushing these on to people.
Aaron, I'll tell you, go to my website. You can read all the stories, and by the way, we document everything. So you can go and read it for yourself. It's the information is so shocking that we can't even talk about some of the stuff, the content on the radio.
Well, Todd, I'm more focused on. I'm more concerned with health care in this country. And
I thought it was fascism. I thought you were concerned about fascism.
I'm very concerned about fascism.
But you haven't explained how Trump was ushering fascism into the United States of America.
If I have to explain it to you, you're a very smart guy, Todd. If I have to explain it to you,
I'm asking you. Explain it to.
Then we've got a problem already because you're out here telling listeners all this stuff, mate.
All right, Aaron.
I enjoy what you do. You do a great job at what you do. I'm not debating that whatsoever.
Aaron, we got to run. We're running late for a break. Give us a call back when we have more time. But folks, come on. Really? Really? Do you think Trump is ushering in the age of fascism? Meanwhile, Joe Biden is literally pulling people out of their homes in the dark of night because they're pro-life or they raised a concern at a school board meeting or they're a law-abiding gun owner and somebody called the cops and said, oh, I think that's a bad person. That's what a red flag law is, by the way. And no, it's never good to give the children pornography. I'm just, for the record, if that makes me a bad person, so be it. All right, got to take a break here, folks. We'll be right back.
from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee. It's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. So we are waiting at this hour for President Trump to arrive at the courthouse. If I can set the scene, there's not a lot going on. They've got the courthouse itself and the streets around the courthouse blocked off. So it's not like you're going to have all these people storming the courthouse doors. And there are a lot of protesters, but so far everything's been pretty peaceful. So no major issues to speak of. And just want to give you a heads up there, no matter what you might be hearing on the media, this is not some sort of a J6 event. It's just not. And I would suspect that if there is violence, it's going to come as people posing as Trump supporters or members of the FBI. But that's just my speculation. All right, 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our good friend from Arizona, Congressman Andy Biggs, joins us. Congressman, hope you're doing well today.
I'm doing well as one can be watching the emasculation of our federal judicial system.
It's beyond shocking. And you talk about how history will judge this moment. I'm curious of how history is going to judge the behavior of one Alvin Bragg, the district attorney of Manhattan.
Well, I agree with you. I think he has overstepped his boundaries enormously, and it will have long-term consequential ramifications. And to be frank with you, Todd, and to your listeners, I don't know how you get back to an equilibrium of a place where you can trust our institutions when they've been so co-opted and weaponized, without holding people like Alvin Bragg ultimately accountable for violation of his oath of office. And I think he has. I think this is an absolute violation. It's being done for outright blatant political purposes. And there's no question about that.
None whatsoever. And this is all very well documented, from Stormy Daniels and Michael Cohen saying that Trump did nothing wrong, to the former district attorney of Manhattan, to Alvin Bragg himself, the FEC, the Justice Department, and all of a sudden they're coming out with what we believe to be a 33-point indictment of 33 felonies. This is just beyond the pale. And, Congressman, I think a lot of Americans are waking up and understanding what's going on here.
Well, in that sense, I have to thank Mr. Bragg, although I didn't want to see this, and I oppose this. I think it's horrible. But what he has done is he has illustrated, in probably one of the most concrete examples, the total swing to the Marxian left that all of our institutions have. And that is not just the federal government, that it's down in the state and local government as well. And if you want to end up looking like the former Soviet Union, well, then that's where we're headed, because what Alvin Bragg is doing, Todd, has got to be real clear on this. If the reports are accurate, he is taking misdemeanors where the statute of limitation is run 5 years ago, and he's bootstrapping him to create felonies. And these are going to find out that most likely that each one of these felonies is going to be related to a bookkeeping entry. That's what this is about, and they're going to and you know, it's not a new entry necessarily even. It's if you made the entry one time and yet that entry remained there for 34 different occasions. That's what they're going to say each one of those is a felony count. It looks like that's what the reports are. Todd, that somebody has got to be held responsible, because if we're going to keep turn the ship around, you have the Republicans in Congress, conservatives everywhere have to right the ship and hold people accountable.
Congressman, when you go back, and you don't have to necessarily be a student of world history, But when you look at some of the nefarious regimes in recent world history, let's go back to, you know, 1900s, you're looking at a mechanism, and that mechanism is you take power and you immediately go after your political enemies. And when you look at what the Biden administration has done over the past couple of years now, they've been doing that. I mean, it wasn't just Donald Trump. The pro-life leaders, the law-abiding gun owners, you've got moms and dads going before school board meetings. This is part of a very dangerous pattern. Unless I'm off base here, but it seems to me this is a very dangerous pattern that could lead us to a very dark place in American history down the road.
Agreed, 100%. And never forget that they also, this administration and the radical left, has also wanted to spend $80 billion to get 87,000 new IRS agents so they can go out and harass Americans even more. And they want them to be able to carry guns and have full police power. Not to mention, there are literally over 100 police departments within federal departments and agencies, Todd, to be able to go after Americans. This country has gradually lost its freedoms, but then when the Biden administration came in, it was accelerated because, quite frankly, they hated Donald Trump. He was a disruptor to their intentions to keep on gradually moving this way, generationally moving to the left. Todd, this is serious stuff. And I know a lot of people might say I'm being hyperbolic, but I don't know where this ends up. But I watched two bogus impeachments while I was sitting in Congress, and now we're seeing bogus prosecutions, not just in New York. Don't forget that they're trying to get it in Georgia as get indictments in Georgia as well on crimes that really stem from expressing an opinion. So is the First Amendment gone? It may well be gone.
All right. On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, our good friend Congressman Andy Biggs, I want to bring you up to speed real quick, folks. President Trump coming down the elevator at Trump Tower now, getting ready to get into a vehicle to make his way over to the courthouse in Lower Manhattan. And that'll take a little bit of time with New York City traffic. But want to give you folks an update on the lay of the land as we await the president's arrival at the Manhattan courthouse. You know, Congressman, I'm curious about Alvin Bragg. Is it possible that he could be brought up on prosecutorial misconduct charges? Is that out of the realm of possibility?
Well, to show prosecutorial misconduct, he's already laid the groundwork by saying that he's going to go after Donald Trump. That's what he campaigned on. And then that's one of his major focal points here. If the charges are found to be utterly as bogus as so many of us think they are, and as two previous prosecutorial agencies found as well, then there would be a chance, because he's shown his intention, his intentionality. So you've got the mens rea requirement. The other question is, do you have the wrongful act? And so that would all turn on whether these were absolutely as specious a charge as I think they are.
All right. Well, Congressman, we really appreciate your comments on it. Really, we called it a dark day, and I think it really is, because we don't want to go down this path. And I have to imagine even some Democrats would have to agree with that. But to be honest, I've really been kind of shocked by the overall silence from both political parties over the past couple of days.
Well, I mean, it's the uniparty that is remaining silent, Todd. It is the hardcore leftists, they love it, and those who are constitution loving Americans, we don't like it. But if you're a uniparty Washington D.C. bubble resident, some of them think that Donald Trump's just getting what he deserves because he was trying to disrupt their power base.
Wow.
So never give that thought. Don't ever let that go away, because that's part and parcel of who we're fighting.
Well said. All right, Congressman, we got to leave it there. Appreciate your great work on this very busy and unfortunately historic day.
Thank you, Todd. Keep up your good work.
All right. There you go, folks. Congressman Andy Biggs from Arizona. member of the House Freedom Caucus. All right, so let me reset. Just a few moments ago, we got word of Trump leaving Trump Tower, which is on Fifth Avenue, and that's right up near Central Park. So he's got a bit of a hike. That's, I believe, what, 54th Street? He's got to go all the way down to Lower Manhattan to the courthouse, and that'll take a little bit of time getting things situated there. So we'll keep you updated. We're going to go to your phone calls. Are you standing with the president here? Do you believe this is more than just about Donald Trump? 844-747-8868. Again, we are going to the phones. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, a couple of news nuggets to share with you. So you got Fat Alvin over at the DA's office.
It's Fat Alvin.
Anyway, Fat Alvin says he's originally dropping the bogus Trump witch hunt, right? And so then what happens? The Biden administration sends the number three at the Justice Department to the Manhattan DA's office to handle the case, and voila, you got 33 counts. Felony counts that nobody's ever seen before. But here's something else you need to understand. It turns out that the person responsible for getting, first of all, someone inside the district attorney's office leaked this information to the media, which is a felony because the Trump team, Trump's attorneys, had no access to this information. So that in and of itself is a felony crime. But it's the person that they leaked the information to that you need to be concerned about. His name is Michael Isikoff. You say, why does that name ring a bell? So this is the same guy who pushed the phony Russian dossier. The FBI actually handed this guy, Isikoff, gave him a copy of the phony Steele dossier. And now this guy has the inside scoop on the district attorney's office in Manhattan. So you better believe, folks, this is a full-blown war, deep state war against Donald Trump. Now, we're getting some indication that President Trump is arriving outside of the Manhattan courthouse. They took the drive down the FDR, and the huge entourage of vehicles now pulling up outside the Manhattan courthouse. And we're going to keep you updated. We should be getting some indication of what's going on here in the next little while. But I want to go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Let's go to Mark in Kentucky. Mark, welcome to the program. What say you?
Thank you, Todd. Yeah, I just wanted to say that, the Democrats always seem to find a new low where they finally got Fat Alvin with the chipmunk jaws. And they got him as district or the attorney up there to prosecute Trump. And their star witnesses are two people that can't keep their holes closed. One of them, two of them, has two holes. The other one has one hole. Cohen and Stormy, or Faith Daniels. And the problem with those people are they can't be believed. But, you know, the Democrats are used to believing people that can't be believed. They listen to CNN all the time. They listen to Joe Biden, who ruins the economy and then tells them that he's going to fix it with a $60 million infrastructure plan or whatever it is. And then a big inflation reduction plan. Yeah, everything's great now, ain't it? Boy, he really did a good job. But, that's the kind of people they're dragging in the courthouse to try to go against Donald Trump. And one of your last callers said he was independent. Well, I have no problem with people who are independents, but you got to figure out what's right from wrong. You can't be independently stupid all the time. You got to decide, hey, are they chasing a witch hunt here? These things happen to Edwards, and they happen to Clinton with Jennifer Flowers and Paula Jones and famously Monica Lewinsky. I mean, you know, he spent money on keeping people's mouths shut because he didn't want things to get out, and it's a legal contract. But boy, when Trump does it, they have a big problem with it.
That's right. And in this particular case, Trump says he didn't do it. And even if he would have done it, it would have been okay. That would have been legal. There's no crime against paying somebody off like that. That goes with the territory of being wealthy. But in this instance, Trump says he didn't do anything wrong. Stormy Daniels says he didn't do anything wrong. And Michael Cohen at one point said he didn't do anything wrong. So this is right. a gross overreach, Mark. And again, as you heard Congressman Biggs say, and he's got a law degree, Congressman Biggs says, hey, look, at worst, this is a misdemeanor bookkeeping charge. And if that's the case, imagine what they must have on Hunter Biden.
Exactly. They're trying to turn a mountain and a little speed bump into a mountain. They're trying
That's
to make
it.
Something because they have nothing else. They have nothing. What did Trump do for his country? He did great things. We had a great economy. Things are rolling good. But, you know, the people that believe that Donald Trump needs to go down are the same haters that buy the Esquire and the Star magazine. They'll believe anything. They're idiots. They watch CNN all the time. They'll swallow anything.
It's true. A lot of morons out there. All right, Mark, got to run. Appreciate that call. By the way, MTG is doing an interview in a vehicle for the recount, and she compares President Trump to Jesus Christ.
President Trump is joining some of the most incredible people in history being arrested today. Nelson Mandela was arrested, served time in prison. Jesus was arrested and murdered by the Roman government. There have been many people throughout history that have been arrested and persecuted by radical, corrupt governments. And it's beginning today in New York City. And I just can't believe it's happening, but I'll always support him. He's done nothing wrong.
Let's go back to the phone, shall we? Jerry, Oak Ridge, Tennessee. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I think I have this all figured out. It kind of goes in keeping with what you just said about Trump said he didn't do anything wrong, and Daniel said he didn't do anything wrong, and Cohen said he didn't do anything wrong, and Biggs even said he didn't do anything wrong. And I think the reason why they're going ahead with this is because it's not that they want to make sure he's not the president. They, whoever they are, want to make sure he's the nominee because they know these people are geniuses. They stole the presidency in 2020. They stole the Senate while everybody was watching in Georgia in 2020. And then they stole the governorship in Arizona in 2022. These people know exactly what they're doing. They're making a martyr out of Trump. They want Trump to be the nominee because they know they can beat him in 2024. They can't beat DeSantis. There was no red wave anywhere in the country except for Florida. And they can't take a chance on losing to DeSantis. So they make Trump a martyr. Everybody gets behind him. And Trump is going to run out there with photos of him with baseball bats and make claims that people are grooming pedophiles. And Trump is going to shoot himself in the foot. Trump didn't lose by 6 million votes. He lost
right.
by 44,000 votes in the Electoral College.
Jerry, let's see what happens here. We got to run for a break, but I appreciate you calling. Jerry says this is all part of the Democrat strategy. What say you, America? We'll be right back.
President Trump is joining some of the most incredible people in history being arrested today. Nelson Mandela was arrested, served time in prison. Jesus was arrested and murdered by the Roman government. There have been many people throughout history that have been arrested and persecuted by radical, corrupt governments. And it's beginning today in New York City. And I just can't believe it's happening, but I'll always support him. He's done nothing wrong.
All right. Marjorie Taylor Greene, boots on the ground in New York City as President Trump arrives at the New York City courtroom ahead of this arraignment that is scheduled today. Let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our good friend, the spokesperson for the president, Liz Harrington, joins us. Liz, what can you tell us? Any intel that you can share?
Well, I spoke to the president. He's doing good. He sounds, you know, great. He's in a fighting spirit, as, you know, he really always is, because they've been coming after him for 7 years now. But, you know, it's a terrible thing that they're doing to him, but he's going to be stronger because of it. And he sounded very resolute He's got a great team around him. We know this is totally baseless. It's junk. The way they're trying to twist and pervert the law is just so disgusting and not befitting a constitutional republic. But he's going to fight and he's going to win.
Now, Liz, we understand, and you can help us with a timeline. So this is not going to take all that long. And we understand the president is coming back to Mar-a-Lago tonight. Is that right?
Absolutely. He's giving a big address at 8:15 tonight at Mar-a-Lago.
What can you tell us about this speech? What can we expect to hear?
He's not going to hold back. He's going to talk about exactly what's going on here, not just the details of this particular sham, which we know it's a sham, but he's going to talk about the big picture of what this really means, what they're trying to do to this nation, and how we can't let it happen. So it's going to be very, very important. What they're trying to do to him is what they would do to all of us, to this entire country. And that big picture, and people are realizing it and they're galvanizing. I've never seen the support like he's getting right now. I've never seen it before. And so it's very, very important for all Americans to come together and realize this isn't about Donald J. Trump. It's about something so much bigger. It's about the fate of this great country, which is really in the balance here. And so it's going to be a very, very important speech that everyone really should tune in tonight.
Liz Harrington on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. And, of course, folks, you'll be able to watch that on ToddStearns.com. You know, Liz, I wonder if there's anybody on the other side of the aisle who understands how dangerous this is, what they're doing today.
You know, that is what we really need to pray for people to start speaking out, because it can't just be, you know, the same people on the, we know what side they're on. It really needs to be, because this isn't about political party. It really is not. And we need people, good people who just love the country, even if you've had disagreements in the past, you disagree on policy and everything else. They know what's going on here, and it's going to take some courage to speak out, but I think it's really, really important. And I did see one, you know, headline last week. I've been going on Chris Cuomo's show, but his brother, Andrew Cuomo, who, you know, was thrown under the bus, but in the same state, right? He came out and said, this is cancer. It's bad for the country. So we need people like that who've been inside the system, who know how corrupt it is, to speak the truth and expose it and say, no one's going to be safe. You know, it's not just going to pass anybody by. It's going to affect the entire country. And we all have to speak out now before it's too late. And it's really, really important. And I just pray more people get courage, because all it takes for evil to triumph is for good people to do nothing.
No, you're absolutely right, Liz. So again, we're watching the developments. We understand the president may be speaking to the media before he walks into the courthouse. So we're going to be looking for that, and we'll try to carry those remarks live, ladies and gentlemen. But Liz, again, going back to the polling data, Reuters has a brand new poll out. And the president is surging, all the other candidates, Republican candidates and potential candidates, just falling away. What does that tell you? What should we read into that?
I think people are seeing that this is it. You know, this is the guy. This is the one man who they fear. And they fear him because he represents so many more people than just himself. It is tens and tens and tens of millions of Americans. And that's why they go after him. And so when people are looking at the situation, even if they had second thoughts, maybe they never supported him, they're saying, wow, this has never happened before. And why are they doing it? And the American people are smart. And look, it is making these other candidates irrelevant, because they are, quite frankly. They are irrelevant because it's not about them. It's not about Trump. It's about the country. And if you don't see that, if you don't see the point that we're at in this nation right now, and realize, wow, I got to set aside my political ambitions. I got to set aside my personal agenda. What is best to save this country? The people know it's Donald J. Trump, because he's the one person they fear. He's the one person that's taken it directly to the corrupt establishment. And sacrificed so much himself just for the good of the country, just to make us great again. And that's what they're seeing, and that's why people are galvanizing around him.
All right, Liz, we're going to leave it there. We'll be watching tonight. Folks, we're going to be broadcasting this over on our website, toddstearns.com. Liz, appreciate you.
Great to be with you, Todd.
All right, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Liz Harrington. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break early. I want to get to the phone calls. We've got Glenn in Louisiana, William in Georgia, Arnez in Mississippi. Hang tight, everybody. We're going to get to your calls. A couple of lines are open. 844-747-8868. What do you hope to hear from the president tonight as he addresses the nation? 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Show.
This week at Macy's, take an extra 20% off everything you need for holiday hosting with your coupon or Macy's card. That's on top of already great deals, like 60% off kids' dresses and dressy looks, 30 to 70% off gorgeous fine jewelry, and 40 to 50% off dining and entertaining essentials. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members can earn rewards even faster during Star Money Bonus Days, going on now at Macy's. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
All right, about a half an hour from now, we're expecting to hear from President Trump. And then after the indictment, we're going to hear from the district attorney himself. We're talking about Fat Alvin.
Here, here, here.
All right, let's go to the phones. 844-747-8868. Let's start with Glenn in Louisiana, radio station KROF. Great station down there in Lafayette. Hi, Glenn, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir. Good to talk to you, Mr. Stearns. Yeah. I heard another caller. I'm not going to say which one. I think it was a lady. She is pretty much exactly right about the whole thing. When he gets indicted, when this whole process goes on, they're taking away his time to campaign is what they're doing. And another thing, Ron DeSantis, if he competes with Donald Trump, I don't think he can stand up to the scrutiny of the Democratic Party. That's my opinion. I don't know. Maybe he can. I just don't think so.
Glenn, I don't think he has a clue the firestorm that will come his way if he's the nominee. I mean, if you think it's bad with Donald Trump, they will destroy Ron DeSantis. That's how bad these people are.
Yeah, I know, and they're going after him. They're going after Donald Trump for tooth and nail. And I'm wondering one more thing. They haven't touched the previous presidents about anything, especially Joe Biden with his, he had some documents in his house also, and
yep.
he did things that were three or four times as bad as anything Trump has done. And they haven't gone after him at all. They've kept silent about him, which I understand. That's the Democratic Party. And they're trying to, my main point is that they're trying to take, I didn't hear anybody else say this. What they're doing is they're, as I said, the first part is they're taking away his time to campaign. They're dragging him through the courts. And this is time when he could campaign, and they're subtracting that, and they're thinking that, okay, we're going to take away some votes.
Glenn, I like the way you think. I think you're onto something here, and you're right. I know there are people out there that say, oh, the Democrats want Trump to run. I don't think they do. But I think they look at this as an opportunity to slow down the campaigning, slow down the fundraising. And in reality, it's done the exact opposite. I think Trump's already raised upwards of $7 million as a result of the looming arraignment and indictment. Glenn, appreciate that call. You give us a holler back one of these days. Let's go to Memphis, Tennessee, our flagship station, KWAM. Tariq is on the line. Hi, Tariq. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mr. Starnes, how are you?
I'm well. Thank you for asking.
Well, you know, first of all, I am a Trump supporter. And I just think that this situation involving these indictments that's being held against Donald Trump, that this whole situation was being plotted out. It was being planned and being carried out right around the time that they had raided that compound in Mar-a-Lago. And, you know, and having to go through all those documents and storming through all those documents, they were trying to find any little thing that would stick in trying to ruin Trump's chances of ever running for office again. And so, you know, this is what Biden was wanting all the time, because his whole intent was to try to take the American public's attention off of this investigation involving him and Hunter Biden, and to try to refocus Americans' attention back on these so-called indictments that were being held against Donald Trump. And so in spite of these indictments, I think that they should continue to move forward with this investigation involving Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. And I think that in spite of these indictments, that is the people who are supporting Donald Trump should just, you know, show Biden and everybody else who's in Biden's back pocket that the support for Donald Trump has never been stronger than it is right now.
Tariq, I'm curious. I'm curious. And by the way, you're absolutely right about that. And the media is bad about this. They chase whatever squirrel pops in front of them. And while they're chasing Trump, the Biden administration today announced another $2.6 billion in funding for Ukraine. So, and nobody's covering that because everybody's, you know, watching what's happening in New York City. But I'm curious.
Well, you know.
Yeah, go ahead, Tariq.
Well, you know, I don't have any problem with the support of their country. But the question is this money being used, you know, for the right reason?
Well, that's the question. That's the million-dollar question. Tariq, I'm curious. Why are you supporting Donald Trump? Why do you like Trump?
Well, I just think that Joe Biden, since he's been in office, hasn't the promises that he's made, he hasn't been forthcoming with the promises that he has made. And I think that Donald Trump has delivered on some of the promises that he's made. And the problem is he just 4 years in office is just not long enough to try to get anything done. But he's pretty much been forthcoming. He's pretty much has been fruitful on some of the promises that he's made. But I think that it's Joe Biden is trying to do every little thing and trying to ruin Trump's chances of regaining the office.
Oh, no doubt about that. No doubt about that. Look, Tariq, I want you to give us a call back. I like the way you think, and I like the conversation here. So you give us a call back. Thank you for listening to KWAM. Let's real quick go to John in Louisiana, radio station KROF. By the way, Trump inside the courthouse now, about to be arraigned. So we will keep you updated. This is all happening pretty quickly. But John, what's going on? What's on your mind?
Well, Todd, this is John in Lafayette, home of the UL Raging Cajuns.
The Raging Cajuns, that Cajun Dome.
Right. And Louisiana, the home of the LSU Lady Tigers, and also the home of Abita Beer. I know now, you like that.
John, I'm a big Abita. I'm a Abita root beer fan, and it's the best freaking root beer in America.
I wish I could get a way to get it to you without having to take a loan out at the bank.
I know what you mean.
Well, what I want to talk about today, it's going to be very brief. I think in high school that every high school senior or junior and senior need to be made to watch the first 15 minutes of the movie Saving Private Ryan and to see what we fought for and what's going on now in this country.
I'm remembering the movie, and I try to watch it once a year, John, and just and those opening that you're right, that first 15 minutes, the price that Americans paid to secure the freedom of others and to stop tyranny.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to leave with this. A bad day at the office is better than a good day at Omaha Beach.
Well, there you go, John. All right, God bless you, brother, and you keep things going well down there in Louisiana. And by the way, congratulations to the Lady Tigers. That was quite the impressive win. Matter of fact, female basketball, women's basketball, off the charts, the ratings. And the UConn game, it was all right, you know. It was sort of a blowout. What are you going to do? But that LSU, woo, sweet mercy. That was a wild, wild night. All right, real quick, let's go to Craig in North Carolina. Hey, Craig, got about 60 seconds here.
Okay, just a real quick thought on why Bragg may have decided to go ahead with this. Some time ago, there was a lot of pressure being put on Hochul and Eric Adams to fire him. Maybe, and a lot of Democrats were doing the same pressure. I wonder if perhaps a deal was made with Bragg. You get Trump for us, and we'll let you keep your job.
You know, Craig, that is an interesting thought, and something clearly changed because, again, going back to when he was first elected, Fat Alvin was, he was pretty much adamant, we got nothing here, and so we're just going to keep moving along. But something changed his mind, Craig, and I suspect we're going to find out what that is. I'm pretty certain of that. Craig, appreciate that call. Hang tight, everybody. We've got a wild next hour coming. President Trump being arraigned. He's going to be speaking to the media. The district attorney going to be speaking to the media. We got Robin Poffman, our national correspondent, all over this. And we're going to be taking your calls. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right, folks, you better buckle up. This is going to be an hour for the history books. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Program. Now, let me set the stage real quick before we bring Robin Poffman into the conversation. President Trump, at this very moment, is being processed inside the courthouse in Lower Manhattan. We don't know how long that's going to take, but our understanding is no mugshot, no handcuffs. Also, there's not going to be any time in a prison cell. President Trump is expected to speak momentarily to reporters, and then after the arraignment, we're going to hear from the district attorney himself, Fat Alvin Bragg.
Hey.
So let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our good friend, national correspondent Robin Poffman, joining us. Robin, you've been in these circuses before, these scrums outside the courthouse. What is your take on what we're seeing thus far?
I think that this is the most absurd play-by-play on the networks, on the cables, that I have ever seen in my life. This is the most famous person in the world, Todd. The most famous man in the world, the most famous person in the world. You could show anyone from North Korea to the United States this picture, and they would know who this is. The media hates this man. The left hates this man. But boy, does the media love the ratings that this man is bringing. And, you know, sometimes, Todd, you know, the emotional hook here is that it's a use situation. While the left is going after him, I purposely have been listening to CNN do this absurd play-by-play. I mean, it's just a mock of the justice system. We have other countries clearly laughing at us. Dana Bash on CNN is saying that Donald Trump should be apologetic and that, these people, the MAGA folks, and I'm kind of paraphrasing here, but that the MAGA folks are, you know, totally out of touch with reality and that he knows no shame. Well, you know what, Todd? They know no shame. These reporters, these anchors, these activists, these media companies, they have no shame. And they are really using this moment for their own benefit for ratings. CNN, for people who are in their cars, Todd, the arraignment and arrest of Donald J. Trump, double box, 75 reporters on every corner. It is a joke. It is absurd. It has shut down New York City. And I have to tell you, this is really the ultimate gotcha game. I think Trump ultimately wins. I think it looks bad. The media wants you to think that he's some sort of murderer and criminal. And yet all the murderers and criminals and rapists and burglars are being let go in New York City. It's a free-for-all there. You and I both lived there for many, many years. It is a dangerous free-for-all, and our border is wide open, Todd. And that's really what I'm thinking about today, that the reason that they are going after this man is that he stands in the left's way of locking down this country and truly making America great again, because he would seal the border and keep all the terrorists out and make us safe again. It's not just about making us great again. It's about making us safe again.
No, that's what it's all about. And I want to circle back to the district attorney here, Fat Alvin Bragg, for just a moment. I mean, Robin, this guy could be brought up on charges. A prosecutor, does it not remind you? Right? You know what I'm talking about, Robin. But this guy could be brought up on prosecutorial charges here. I mean, misconduct. We've been talking earlier. We were talking to Congressman Andy Biggs about that. He is a lawyer. And he said that is a very real possibility because there's nothing here. There is no crime here.
You know, I think he's being used, too. I think, you know, he was the George Soros funded, the $1 million that went into some, you know, fund that funded him for his campaign. And they're using him. They used him to bring these charges to connect dots that really weren't there. And you know what? So be it. If they go after him and he brought a fraudulent case, it's, you know, and he cried wolf and, you know, there's no case, then there's no legal case and it'll all go away and bring charges. It's just like when you call in and say you're the victim of a crime and you're really not a victim of the crime. Well, guess what? The police then can go after you if it's bogus and you're making it up. This is the biggest waste of time for the New York City Police Department. Look at all those police officers on your TV set. The Secret Service, Terrorism Task Force, ESU, Emergency Services Units. All these people, great men and women of the NYPD that are working this, they should be out there arresting people who are stealing from the local CVS, from the local Walgreens, rioting at the Macy's in Herald Square. People committing crimes today on 42nd Street. That's what the police should be doing, not worrying about this nonsense, which is really, at the end of the day, I think all going to go nowhere. This is just like when, you know, the other things that have gone on with Donald Trump, they keep throwing darts at the wall, Todd, dart after dart after dart after dart. And I'm telling you, none of this is going to stick because none of it is legal.
And Robin, again, I don't even think that's the point here. Much like the impeachments, they want it on the record. Donald Trump impeached as a president. Donald Trump indicted, the first president in American history to be indicted. I don't think they really care about the verdict. They're after that smear, that moniker, indicted, impeached. This is how they operate here. These are very bad people that we're dealing with. And we're heading down a very dark path in this country.
Yeah, it's true, Todd. And you can flag the tape. I made that point on your show yesterday that it's all about saying in a broadcast sentence, oh, the former president who was arrested. It's all about, I agree with you, and I made this point yesterday. and CNN on their lower third, the banner across the screen to say, well, it says it right now, the arraignment and arrest of Donald Trump. Leslie Stahl on Sunday night on 60 Minutes, if you saw the show, she had Marjorie Taylor Greene on. And then at the end of the program, they do like a little footnote at the end, and she's talking about, oh, the former president who's facing arrest, as she says with a little glee in her eye. And again, you are correct. I made this point yesterday. It is all about slogans. It's all about being able to say it in the same sentence to get the sentiment of the American people against this man. And I don't think it's going to work. Because you know what? If you watch Fox News Business and CNBC and these financial channels, they will tell you that this is not the most important thing going on, that we have banks, that more banks that could collapse. The economy could collapse. We're not drilling for oil. The reserves have not been filled back up. I mean, and I can go on and on and on, Todd. We could sit here for 10 hours and talk about the crisis this country is in because of the current President Biden. And guess what? There is not one television station, not one radio station that is using the name Biden Joe or Biden Hunter or any of the other potential criminal activity in the Biden family. That's all been wiped off the screen. It's like all that was on a blackboard and they just wiped it clean with all this nonsense.
Robin, I want to set the stage for you. And of course, radio, you know how it is. We got to describe the scene for folks. President Trump, before he walked into the courthouse wearing this blue suit, the white shirt, has that Trump tie, you know, the long red Trump tie. And he's pumping his fist and waving to the reporters outside of the Manhattan courthouse. This was just a little while ago. So the president looking very defiant. Just a few moments ago, we had Liz Harrington, the president's spokesperson, on. She says the president's going to lay it all out tonight in this address to the nation, and he is not going to be holding back any punches.
And, you know, what's interesting is, you know, you kind of have to put yourself and the mainstream media, the anchors, reporters, the managers, none of them can do it. They don't know who this guy is. They've never known who this guy is. And they're jealous of who this guy is. And I'm telling you, if you put yourself in the mind of Donald Trump, Todd, you're thinking the entire world is watching me. I am on the world stage. For better or for worse, everyone is looking. People who love me. People in MAGA movement, Make America Great Again, people on the left, progressives who hate me, AOC. It goes on and on. The list is endless. But everyone is talking about him, and you've got to know it, that he loves it. He walked out of a building earlier, like you said, in his classic outfit, red, white, and blue. And that building has his name on it. And when the motorcade came through New York City and headed downtown to where the courts are, the federal court in lower Manhattan, that motorcade passed buildings with the Trump name on it. So you know what? That city was all about Donald Trump, and it's all about him today. And so they can say whatever they want, the mainstream media, but they are using this man for their stinking, sorry rating.
No doubt about it, Robin. All right, we're going to leave it there. Great insight, and I know that we're going to be hearing from the president very soon, so we're going to take an early break. But, Robin, we're going to check back in with you tomorrow to kind of do a recap. This is insane, but it really is. I mean, it's a circus. What are you going to do?
I'll leave you with this, as we said yesterday on the air, and people can go and listen to the, the podcast. But this is that OJ moment with the double screen, the double box of the Bronco chase, and people just can't get their eyes off the TV set. You know, America was watching the NBA finals or whatever they were watching that night, some sports thing.
It was,
and then,
yes.
You know, right? And then the white, I was at Mickey Mantle's back in the day in New York City. I remember. Oh, and then one last point. They were making the point on CNN. Oh, well, this is a where were you moment, like, you know, the day that JFK got shot, 9/11. Sorry, but it's not. It's just not ranking up there for me personally.
Robin Poffman, the greatest radio journalist in America. You go ahead and mark the tape. I said it. So.
thanks, Todd. God bless you, and God bless Donald Trump and all his followers, and we really need to make America great again, whether it's him or some other great patriot that we haven't thought of yet in this country, but this is not the America I know today.
Well said. All right, Robin Poffman, everybody. Robin, thank you.
You're welcome.
You know, let me say something about Robin for a moment. And this woman, we worked together for a number of years at Fox News in New York. And before that, Robin was a reporter for AP Radio. You've heard her on all sorts of national news networks over the years. She was at 9/11 when those planes flew into the building. And her reporting, she was one of the first reporters on the air broadcasting. I was watching a documentary last September. ABC News came out, and the first words I heard on this ABC News documentary were Robin Walensky's describing the buildings as they were falling. She is a fierce, fierce journalist. She is a fierce patriot. And we love having her as a part of our program here. She's good people, as we say. All right, we got to take a break here. We're opening up the phone lines for the rest of the program. We're also waiting to hear from President Trump. We understand he's being processed. We don't know how long that takes, but we're going to be following this story. And, of course, your local radio station is going to have updates at the top and the bottom of the hour. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, people, we are monitoring our live feeds from New York City, the Big Apple, Gotham. And we're going to bring you President Trump's comments whenever they come down. So Kyle's going to yell at me in my ear, and we'll jump into those comments whenever they happen. Got to share this story with you from Michigan State University. So every year they update a language guide. I guess they collect words and phrases that might offend the little snowflakes, the children that attend Michigan State. And they've added some new words to their list here, so you might want to write these down. So words like tipping point, bonkers, and cakewalk are now considered racist and sexist. I don't know why, don't know how. They didn't explain. They also say that for the Native Indian crowd, you people get offended by words like founder, tribe, minorities, and America. So you can't say America anymore. But here's the punch in the private parts. They also say that the following words are bigoted: Christmas trees, holly, reindeer, Easter bunnies, and eggs. So those are all now bigoted words. And they say that students and faculty have to avoid any reference to the nation's majority religion, which is what, ladies and gentlemen? Christianity. God. Anyway, university officials say they are working diligently to remove any language that they consider to be bigoted from their official communication. It's part of an overall effort to align with strategic efforts around diversity, equity, and inclusion. By the way, and I find this to be fascinating, the university is now advising people to stop using words like obese, obesity, or overweight, because they say those words are stigmatizing the, quote, size diversity community, end quote. So that's the group of fat people. So if you got a bunch of fat people in a room, you are size diverse. Now, here's what gets me. They've actually offered alternative words. So if you're referring to someone who's fat, little tubby, pudgy, well-rounded, plus size, if you will. Thank you, D.A. Bragg. And if you're trying to have a conversation with people like that, they say that you need to use words like larger bodied person or or students of size. So I just want to throw this out there. It seems to me if you're going up to somebody who is, you know, got a 58 waist or 64 waist, and you're like, oh, so you're a larger bodied person. it seems to me that person would try to slug you if they could lift their arms. I'm just saying, right? That seems to me to be more offensive than, say, using a word like, oh, so you're obese or you're fat. And who does that? Who just goes up to someone and, hey, how's it going? Man, are you fat, dude? My goodness. No, no, don't sit in grandma's chair. We don't want to break it. I mean, really, is that Michigan State University, ladies and gentlemen, that's it. So there you go. Whatever you do, do not call anybody at Michigan State obese or overweight or fat. What about lard butt? Can we call them lard butts? Is that okay? I don't think it is. All right. Well, I'm just trying here. We're watching President Trump now walking through a hallway at the Manhattan courthouse. I do see someone in the background, and they would definitely be a larger bodied person. We don't know where President Trump just went. But anyway, he may be heading up to the cameras. If that's the case, we're going to bring that to you. Hang tight. We're going to go to your calls, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
This week at Macy's, take an extra 20% off everything you need for holiday hosting with your coupon or Macy's card. That's on top of already great deals, like 60% off kids' dresses and dressy looks, 30 to 70% off gorgeous fine jewelry, and 40 to 50% off dining and entertaining essentials. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members can earn rewards even faster during Star Money Bonus Days, going on now at Macy's. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
It does make me wonder, ladies and gentlemen, if there is a Republican district attorney out there that's been following the Joe Biden, Hunter Biden scandals, all of the documents squirreled away in the garage and his think tank and several other places. And it does make you wonder if there is a Republican district attorney who might be willing to pull an Alvin Bragg, right? And actually get out there and try and prosecute Joe Biden. Now, Peter Ducey over at Fox actually asked KJP that very question. Are you concerned, and is the president concerned as a lawyer? He did not practice law, but he has a law degree. Is it possible that the president could put himself in jeopardy? Because you could have renegade, you could have rogue Republican district attorneys going after all these Democrats. And quite frankly, I would not be all that bothered to see something like that happen. Just a one-off. Give the Democrats a little taste of their medicine. But the Democrats also need to understand this. They thought, and go back to Monica Lewinsky and Bill Clinton and the Oral Office, and just remember what happened there. The Republicans, they thought they had Bill Clinton dead to rights, and Bill Clinton was able to get away with everything. So the Democrats need to pay attention here. This is far from over, far from over. And as Robin Poffman just said a few moments ago on this program, the whole point of all of this is so that the mainstream media can call him the first president to be indicted in American history. That will be, no matter what they say about Trump, that phrase will always be attached to his name now. That's what this was really all about. All right, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Bob in Georgia, WDUN, our great station there. Hey, Bob, what you got for us?
Oh, nothing much. I just wanted to talk about Trump derangement syndrome.
Oh, it is spreading across New York City, sir.
I believe that. Let me ask you first. Do you believe he's guilty of anything?
No, I don't. I do not.
Okay, that's Trump derangement syndrome right there.
Oh, so you're saying I have Trump derangement syndrome.
If you are blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche, you know that song? If you're blinded to everything.
Name one thing here. What is it that, again, you say I'm blinded. What am I blinded by?
Well, you stand in line to justify everything he does and says.
How have I justified anything, Bob? How have I done that?
What you just said. You don't believe he's guilty of anything.
No, I don't. And you know why, Bob? Because Stormy Daniels said he didn't do anything, and Michael Cohen said he didn't do anything, and the previous Manhattan District Attorney said he didn't do anything, and the Justice Department said he didn't do anything, and the Federal Elections Commission said he didn't do anything. And get this, even Fat Alvin Bragg himself, back in the day when he first got elected, said he didn't do anything. So, Bob, do all those people have Trump derangement syndrome too?
If a Democrat or people, anybody on the left would make nasty little comments like that, Fat Alvin, that's not only childish, it's ridiculous and pathetic. Part of the Trump derangement syndrome.
I'm sorry. You're right, Bob. I meant to say larger-bodied Alvin Bragg. My apologies. I forgot about the Michigan State University study. So larger-bodied Alvin Bragg. Is that okay?
You're still backing up into a corner.
What is the corner, Bob? You have not answered my question here. Are all those other people, are they suffering from Trump derangement syndrome too?
I haven't heard that about other people.
Well, what?
I haven't heard Stormy Daniels say he didn't do anything.
You got to read the book. She wrote it in the book. He didn't do it. Didn't do it. Michael Cohen's attorney wrote it in a letter. Bob, I'm telling you, I've made my decision based on the facts. So my decision was an informed decision.
But what if he's got, they say he got 30 counts. What if the other 29, any of them are true?
Well, if they've got the evidence, then he'll be found guilty. If not, not guilty.
But still, you'll say he's innocent because he didn't have anything to do with it.
He didn't have any. As far as we know, he's had nothing to do with it, Bob. So I stand alongside the president.
Nothing to do with it.
Sounds to me, Bob, like you're the one that has the Trump derangement syndrome.
No.
I'm picking up. We got a little detector here. I'm picking up a little raging case here.
I have the fair.
You have the fair? What is that? Is that contagious?
Be honest. Be truthful with yourself.
All right, Bob. Appreciate the call. I'm not quite sure what that was all about, folks, but Bob thinks I have Trump derangement syndrome. But I do want to clarify, we should be calling, instead of Fat Alvin, you're right, we shouldn't be calling him Fat Alvin, we should be calling him Larger-Bodied Alvin. I'm just saying. All right, so we're still waiting for President Trump to come out. You haven't missed anything, and we're monitoring all of this. And as soon as that happens, we'll bring you the very latest information. Poor Bob. He's trying. Hey, there's an interesting study. Out of the Wall Street Journal, they paid for a survey to be conducted by the University of Chicago. I don't know if you've heard about this. 39% of Americans, only 39%, say religion is very important in their lives. And the findings also show that most young Americans do not care about patriotism, and they don't care about having kids. Those things are no longer important to people. The survey, 38% say patriotism is very important. And compared to 70% in 1998, only 43% of Americans say marriage is important. Now, a lot of folks are wondering, all right, what's going on here? Why are people having a change of opinion on these issues? Well, it's very simple. It's our public school system here. And do not underestimate the power of Black Lives Matter in all of this, because they have vowed to destroy the nuclear family. And a lot of their materials are now being used in public school classrooms. So the messaging has been very effective from the left. And this is why it's important. This is sort of like the canary in the coal mine, this survey from the Wall Street Journal, because the left is waging war on our values. And when you look at American exceptionalism, at the heart of American exceptionalism are ideas like God and country and family. So if you want to destroy America, what do? You target our churches and our homes. That's what you do, and that's what they've been doing. So anyway, fascinating survey. Remember what Reagan said, and this is one of his lesser-known quotes, but I love this quote. It's so important, and it's so true. All great change in America begins at the dinner table. All great change in America begins at the dinner table. Not Washington, not in the public schoolhouse, but in your home around the dinner table. What does that mean for us? Well, it means mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, we got to be spending more time sharing meals together with our families, with our kids, and making sure that they understand why America is the greatest nation on the planet. It's that simple. All right, let's go to the great state of Maine, WLOB, Chuck on the line. Hey, Chuck, what's on your mind?
I'm glad to see you feeling good, Todd.
Thank you, Chuck. Appreciate that.
I have something from the Bible, and it's Proverbs. It's Proverbs 10:18. The lips of just men silence hatred. He who voices slander is a fool, and that's what the Democratic Party are. And that's
slandering our great president, Chuck. That's what they're doing.
Yes, they are.
Mm-hmm. Has your opinion of Trump changed over the past couple of weeks?
No.
Chuck, we appreciate that call, and thank you for listening. And ladies and gentlemen, just a reminder, when you call into the program, you got to do us a favor. I know you want to try to hear yourself on the radio, but there's always a delay, and it's sort of weird. So what you need to do is when you get on the phone, you get on the air, just make sure your radio is turned down. So you're not going to get that feedback. We're not going to get that feedback, and there won't be that delay. All right, let's go to James in North Carolina, WSIC, our great affiliate there. Hi, James. What's going on?
Hey, Todd. How you doing, man?
I'm well. Thank you for asking.
Hey, man, that health food will kill you, man. Stay away.
Sweet Lord. I tell you, give me a rack of ribs.
You better, man. Health food is going to kill you, guy. Look, you had a caller on earlier that talked about Saving Private Ryan and the movie, and the people coming off them landing craft were all white men, okay? Because I studied the movie. He said he tried to make it as realistic, true to history as possible. There weren't no transgenders on them landing craft. There weren't no women. There weren't anybody but white men on them landing craft. And they saved the world from Hitler. And in a few short years, 70-some years, now they hate these same white men. I had a young black guy I was talking to the other day. I said, if Hitler would have won and he'd have came to America, how do you think black people would have fared in America? He'd have built some ovens and burned them all. Okay? I mean, they need to get some people in the government to have a little common sense that can think a little deeper.
James, I want to circle back to something you said here. Hold on a second. I want to circle back, though, because there were black soldiers who actually fought on the beaches of Normandy, and that's very well documented. And the black soldiers who literally gave their lives for this country on that day. I think a couple of thousand at least who served. And James, I don't care. I don't care what color your skin is. I don't care. I don't care how much money you have in the bank. You want to join the military. You want to put on the uniform of this nation. You've got my respect. And I say thank you for that.
I respect the military. I do. But what I'm saying to you is, like, Donald Trump didn't have to go to Vietnam because he had money. He could get out. George Bush didn't have to go. Bill Clinton didn't have to go. Those were poor, everyday people that saved this world from Hitler and the Japanese, and now they're shunned. They're the enemy, and it makes me sick to my stomach because we saved the world, and in a few short years we became the enemy. None of these young kids look. You can't find the truth anywhere. The history books don't have the real truth. You look on the internet, that's not the real truth. You look on the news, it's hard to find the truth about anything anymore.
No doubt about that. But I will say this. There's a great song from Creedence Clearwater Revival. I don't know if you remember this song from back in the 70s, called Fortunate Son. And the whole point of that song was that it's the poor man, it's the working class man, it's those working class families. They're the sons that were shipped off to fight the wars, not the senator's sons.
I'm not no senator's son.
I'm not no senator's okay. son. That's it. And that's I can tell you, I came from a family just like that. We didn't have any senators in our family. But when it comes time to fight in the war, that's who they call on. The white man, the black man, the poor man, the working class man, that's who they call on. And that's who this radio program is for. James, we got to run. Appreciate that call. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
This week at Macy's, take an extra 20% off everything you need for holiday hosting with your coupon or Macy's card. That's on top of already great deals, like 60% off kids' dresses and dressy looks, 30 to 70% off gorgeous fine jewelry, and 40 to 50% off dining and entertaining essentials. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members can earn rewards even faster during Star Money Bonus Days. Going on now at Macy's. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Program. By the way, you hear us talking a lot about Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. We love those guys, and they do some incredible work for our country, and they have a great product. And I would love for you to check out their coverage, their price plans. They really have a plan to fit any budget, no matter how big or how small. And if you're a veteran or a first responder, they have special discounts just for you. PatriotMobile.com/Todd. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd. You know you're going to be on the right page when you see my face there. So you look for that, and you'll get all the information. Use my first name, Todd, as the promo code, and they're going to hook you up with all these great discounts, including free premier activation. All right. We are just now getting our first photographs of President Trump inside the courthouse. They're not allowing any video cameras, but President Trump is seated at a long table. There are two attorneys on one side, two on the other, President Trump in the middle, glancing over. There are two New York City police officers standing directly behind President Trump at the table there. And I think they've worked all this out, and I hope that the judge does the right thing and doesn't try to pull an audible and demand that President Trump be incarcerated or something like that. You just don't know. I mean, it's really a crapshoot at this point. I mean, what happens next is really up to the judge, and the judge can do whatever he wants to do. And you just have to hope and pray that the right thing happens here. But I'm very curious to learn about these charges. And we're going to be hearing about this momentarily. All this information is going to be coming out. We know that a lot of it was already leaked from the district attorney's office to Yahoo News. And Michael Isikoff, who was the go-to reporter for the FBI when they were trying to legitimize the fake dossier. So all of this stinks to high heavens, folks. It's just terrible. Now, here's what we're going to do. We've got the photographs of President Trump. You can go to ToddStarnes.com and see those on our website. Later tonight, we're going to be broadcasting the president's remarks live from Mar-a-Lago, if they let him go. I mean, that's the big question. Are they going to honor their word and let the president walk out of the courtroom today? And so if that, in fact, is the case, I mean, they'd be stupid to keep him there. But if everything goes according to plan, the president will be back at Mar-a-Lago, and he'll be addressing the nation in the 8 o'clock hour. So we'll be monitoring that part of the story as well. A lot of moving parts here. Huge crowds outside the courthouse. So far, by and large, everybody's peaceful. It's sort of like a circus atmosphere. Probably more reporters than protesters, mainly because Trump supporters, they have jobs. We have to go and work. We have to pay the bills for this country. That's what we do. All right, folks, that is going to wrap up our coverage of the indictment being unsealed. We will keep you updated. You're going to want to stick around and listen to your local radio station. They're going to have all the information you need at the top and the bottom of the hour. I'm sure your local talk radio hosts are going to be talking about this as well. And tomorrow, we will do a deep dive debrief and see how all this plays out. Latest polling data, Reuters coming out and saying President Trump, his lead is surging. Now 48 points over Ron DeSantis, whose numbers are dropping. You say, Todd, what does that mean? We're going to see how this, we're going to see how it all plays out, how it all washes out here. But right now, the American people are on the side of Donald Trump. That's what this is really all about. All right, folks, again, if you missed any of our interviews with Don Trump Jr., Liz Harrington, Robin Poffman, go to our website, toddstearns.com, and you can download our free podcast. Also, be sure to sign up for our newsletter. You'll be getting breaking news alerts as well. Get out there. Have a great day, America. We'll see you tomorrow.